940. A quarter of a million people are affected by it in Britain. The medical profession is fiercely divided over its origins. Chronic fatigue syndrome, also known as ME, is caused by a virus, according to some experts, while others question whether it's a specific illness at all.
In what's believed to be the first case of its kind, a pressure group has taken the health watchdog NICE to the High Court over its treatment guidelines about the syndrome. Annette Barkey has suffered with ME for 25 years.
I can barely leave my home. I spend most of the day asleep or on the sofa. I don't spend my day watching daytime TV. I don't have the concentration to do it, even if I wanted to. I don't have enough strength to care for myself. I can't brush my hair or bathe on a daily basis. And I have to pace all my activities so that I can do the things that I absolutely must do to survive. My life really isn't worth living, and I'll do anything to get better. I don't mind what it is. And for that reason, I've been more than happy to try CBT, which I've done, and I've also tried two graded exercise programs. The first graded exercise program I tried was early on in my illness. It made me much worse. It physically was very difficult for me. Most people I know with ME have exactly the same experience with it.
Annette Barkey, an ME sufferer there. Well, joining us now is Dr. Charles Shepherd from the ME Association and Dr. Sarah Jarvis. Very good morning to you both. Sarah, I wonder if you could just tell us this ME pressure group challenging NICE's treatment and the way that doctors treat ME. What are they saying?
Well, fundamentally, they're saying that the World Health Organization has said that this should be a neurological condition, in other words, a disease of the nervous system, and that they feel the NICE guidance isn't recognising that, and that therefore perhaps they're questioning how severe this illness can be.
And Dr. Charles Shepherd, you've suffered from ME.
I have personal experience of this illness as well as being involved in many aspects of
it. So a disease of the mind or a disease of the body?
Part of the problem, well, I think the crux of the problem here is that we started off many years ago with an illness called ME, which is a neurological illness, which World Health Organization, as you said, classifies as a neurological illness, recognized by the Department of Health. The medical profession then decided it was hysterical nonsense. That's what I was told when I was at medical school back in the early 1970s, and it sort of went away. And then there was renewed interest in it in the mid-80s, and the medical profession decided they would rename it and redefine it as chronic fatigue syndrome. So we now have, as it were, two illnesses blending into one. And we have a spectrum of clinical presentation. So at one end of the spectrum, we have very straightforward patients who have a neurological physical illness, ME. At the other end of the spectrum, and I see these patients who have diagnosed chronic fatigue syndrome, and as Sarah knows, there's an awful lot of patients coming into general practice with chronic fatigue who are labelled as chronic fatigue syndrome, who have an illness which, in my opinion, many doctors' opinion, is indistinguishable from a psychiatric illness. So NICE have bundled all these things together, come up with a one-treatment-fits-all solution, graded exercise and cognitive behaviour therapy, which are basically psychological interventions. They based this on research evidence, which at best is inconsistent, and in some cases actually negative. They've ignored the patient evidence that went to the chief medical officer's working group report on this, which said 67% of people didn't benefit from CBT, 50% made worse with graded exercise.
Can I just ask, Sarah, when you see people in your surgery who are suffering from the condition, well, they presumably are very confused now about A, what they've got, and B, what the treatment is, or could be.
The first thing to say is that the guidelines do say at the outset this can be a very severe condition. And I think we have to accept that all conditions vary enormously in severity. You can have very severe asthma, such that, you know, despite all medical interventions and despite your own best treatment, you're in hospital, you know, every few weeks. And you can have asthma, which is only really bad when you go and stay with your granny and she's got three cats. So I think we have to accept that there is a huge spectrum. And one thing I would argue with here, they haven't said that everybody should be bundled together. They've said that people who have mild or mild to moderate ME could benefit from cognitive behavioural therapy and graded exercise. Now, in my surgery, I actually find that sort of approach very useful for lots of people who've got ME, especially at the milder end, because when they're feeling better, they tend to say, right, I'm going to go out, I'm going to get off and do things. They do far too much, and that leads to a yo-yoing effect, because they can completely wear themselves out, and they ache in a way that most of us would never understand.
But now, the more appropriate thing would be activity management for these patients. Because some of, as you know, some of these patients are doing too much. Some of them may be doing too little.
Can I just say, guys,
not the question of
I understand there is a major debate going on. It is one, unfortunately, we haven't got time to pursue here. But thank you very much
for your
time.
Thank you very much. 9:45, you're watching Breakfast from BBC.